The Smart Practitioner. The Smart Practitioner. Have you ever met a smart practitioner? Have you ever seen a smart practitioner? Have you ever known or heard of a smart practitioner? They exist all around us all the time. The smart practitioners are the majority of the people on the face of the earth. And they're smart practitioners not because they know that they are smart practitioners, but because they are smart practitioners. They live the principle that all exists. They live that they know the principle, and they act upon the principle. It's not a matter that they wish the principle were so, or that they would like to understand the principle, if they want to learn about it. But the smart practitioner knows it is already done. They know the principle is already complete, and so therefore they perform for themselves alone. The smart practitioner lives in a world of fulfillment. A smart practitioner lives in a world of happiness that it knows totally, fully, and completely by itself. And it likes that. It likes that world that it knows so completely by itself because it feels that that world is what it's all about. It performs for itself alone. Now, it doesn't perform for itself alone knowingly, performing for itself alone. It just lives the principle. It lives the principle that all is, and all is whatever it chooses to think about. We've heard the statement, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Well, a practitioner is always thinking in his heart the beautiful, perfect, wonderful, fantastic ideas that make its world wonderful and good and totally perfect all the time. The smart practitioner knows the principle. Now, you would not say that a musician knows music. You say the musician is music. The doctor is a doctor. It knows it, it lives it, it knows its philosophy, it knows what it does. A scientist knows its science. A father just knows how to be a father. He doesn't go to school to learn how to be a father. A mother learns how to be a mother by just expressing it. A mother has indwelling within her all the activity of motherhood. It's natural. It's imminent within her. And so it is with the practitioner. It's imminent within the practitioner that it knows the principle. It knows that if you will think beautiful thoughts, you will have beautiful responses. If you expect the world to be fantastic and glorious and wonderful and beautiful, so it is. A practitioner lives from its done. Not that it will be done now or that whenever, but it's done. And to say now, we say that before perhaps it wasn't done, but it's done. It's just done. We're getting rid of a lot of phrases that we've used so long and so often and so believingly because they have seemed to serve our purpose. But we live from it is done now. Not now, not whenever, but it is done. You see, the phrase now keeps popping up and keeps coming into our consciousness, and we keep saying, now, now, now is the acceptable time. All is done. All is in divine order. Now. Well, there is no other time other than now, and for us to say now presumes that there might be another time than now, and there is no other time than now. So we don't say it. We live it, and it is done. The practitioner lives from the idea that it's done. It's just complete. There's nothing more to do. He puts the principle in motion. Now, we can put the principle in motion that the volcano erupts or the volcano doesn't erupt. we can put the principle in motion that there's a problem on earth or there's no problems on earth. And whatever we want to put the principle in motion for, that is what it brings forth. Because all exists, and it's merely our choice of revealing it. All already exists. It exists in the universal allness. And a practitioner is one who reveals that which is. And it's a tough thing to do. It's a tough thing to say, I reveal that which is. Because when I say I reveal that which is, what I am saying is that I reveal a specific. All is in divine order. I live my life from a divine framework. I live my life from the idea that that which is beautiful and good, that which is divine, that which is the original purity and integrity of any concept is now fulfilled. It always was. It exists. I'm merely revealing it in my life and affairs. Now, I can reveal fire in my life and affairs, or I can reveal heat. I can reveal warmth. I can reveal coolness. I can reveal a lovely lakeshore, or I can reveal a volcano. I can reveal all things that I wish, and none are good and none are bad. It's just, what do I want to experience? And I'm not saying that I want to experience all that's good, because for a fire to be hot and cook a meal is a good thing, and for a fire to be hot and burn down your home might be considered a bad thing. And yet, if the fires were not for the sequoia trees, the pine cones would never pop their seeds out, and baby sequoias would not be born. It's all part of a divine pattern. Now, some people might say that's bad or evil. We choose that which is harmonious for us right now. We are not the sequoia seed. We don't need the fire in the forest to make us pop out of the pine cones. But we are human beings right now. Actually, we're divine, but we're playing the role of being a human being. Now, in your estimation, what would an ideal human being be? What would the fulfillment of the best human being be that you could ever conceive of for yourself? Well, now that is what a practitioner sees complete in your life, in your world, in its life, in its world. And it's already done. But they reveal it, and they bring it forth as an expression in their experience. Now, there are lots of billionaires, and there are lots of millionaires, and there are lots of wealthy people, and those people go through life never being concerned about money. They have it. Now, if you're concerned about money because you don't have it, well, then you need to change your attitude. You need to reveal the money that's already there in your life, in your affairs. You don't need to, but if you want it and you want to experience it, then you reveal all the perfect health that exists. You reveal all the goodness that exists as far as you interpret goodness to be. Now, it already is there. It's already an is. It's already exists. And it's only up to you and me in our lives to reveal that which already exists. And that means we make a choice. We make a choice out of the infinite allness, the infinite isness of that which we choose to have in our life and affairs. The smart practitioner knows the principle and performs for itself alone. It lives from it is done, not that it's done now or whenever a time, but it's done. It already exists. And a practitioner reveals that which is by its choice. So, you are a smart practitioner. Enjoy revealing in your life all that is desirable in your thought system. And reveal it now, knowing that you live in a world where it is already done. And there's no now. It's already done. It's an is. I love you. I love you. I love you.